Blog Talk Radio. this is Minister Christopher Austin with Revelation of Truth. Sorry, a little bit late this morning, but nevertheless, the devil, you is a liar, and we plead the blood of Jesus against you right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, we're going to talk about Paul's view of the law. Paul's view of the law in the dictionary of Paul in his letter, Saul Hafferman states that Paul's understanding of the law is correctly the most debated topic among Pauline scholars. The biographically of articles of books and sentences and rapidly expanding mission on the road to Damascus to become an apostle of the Gentiles. Here we find that in Acts 26, 17 to the 18th verse. Question of the role of the law Moses was played in the ministry. Because immediately paramount, this is discussed to more extent in Romans, Galatians, Philippians, and in 1 Timothy. Two aspects of the question. First approach of the question is, what place should the law have in the life of Jewish Christians? Is a Jewish Christian obligated to keep the law? The second thing is, second aspect of the question, what place should the law have in the life of a Gentile Christian? Is a Gentile Christian obligated or allowed to keep the law? Before addressing these questions, we must put into perspective the basic presumption of which they are related, that Paul maintained a Gentile believer, such as the distinctions underlies the entire argument of Romans 9th chapter 11. Among other passages, did not argue that one was better than the other. On the contrary, they are equally valued by God by having been merged into one body, where there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. In Galatians chapter 1. But there is no meat that is for a male Christian. Each is equal, accepted, and loved by God. But each has a special goal in God's civic plan, salvific plan. The obligation of the distance can only result in grave confusion of our relation of Christians to the purpose of Israel God promised Abraham. That promise was to be blessed all nations in Abraham's seed. The danger in formalizing the gospel so that there is no longer a distinctive Christian and Greek Christianity have been emphasized most of the recent treatment of Paul in the law while discussing the relationship of Jews to Gentiles, but do not give significant importance to station that preserve between that them after they become Christians. One author quickly states that they are aggregating into one body and but incorrectly precise but them as becoming virtually indistinguishable upon conversion. For example, he wrote that as a Christian, he has been free from all obligation which applied to the under the old disposition that are observing the demand of the law. However, such an distinction that of observing the demand of the law, however, such an distinction that observing the demands of the law, however, such an indiscriminate word Christian in this context is confusing because Gentile Christians were never under the law. They have not or been free from all obligations to keep the law, which they were never subject. They're going to take a break again. We are talking about Paul. I'm going to highlight on some more about our
was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life.
More about Paul's views of the law. First, we must inquire whether a Jewish Christian is obligated and allowed to keep any of the law. Recent discussion has provided different answers. Frank C. Lehman argues that Paul's discussion of society and ethics is based on the law, because Jewish Christians are God's temple and God's congregation, they should maintain a sanctified separation between themselves, non-Christian Gentiles, done by keeping the ethically specific aspects of the law. Criticism is that dietary restriction that Paul considers no longer valid, but rather by keeping the moral and monotheistic of the law, binding the ceremonial law and the potential converts would only serve to limit members and God's people to ethnic Jews and those willing to convert to Judaism after becoming a Jew. Also, this guy, he argues that God has not abolished all Mosaic legislation, but rather has abolished that Jesus sentence, a condemnation for transgression, it. Then you find that in 2 the law which has bonded to a specific period of a time to the to a people who are under condemnation for not having kept it. Jews has come to his appointed an end. Some parts of the law remain valid, and he argues namely those that are not tainted by the temporal nature of the curse and barriers. They are not only valid, but they are fulfilled by a Christian who walks in the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, Galatians 5:22-23, Galatians 6:2-2. And again, Paul's view of the law. Paul certainly did not think of accepting Jesus as the prophesied Jew Messiah. He had departed from his ancestral religion. He did not think it was wrong for a Jew to practice Judaism as long as it was not done as it attempted to establish one's standing before God. The book of Acts shows that Jewish believers and Jesus believed that they had to fulfill the demand of the Torah. Observing circumcision and obeying the law was a part of the Jewish identity. It was non-obligated by accepting Jesus as the Messiah. But for neither the Jewish nor the Gentiles following Christ did the law have anything to do with salvation. Here again, we were talking about Paul's view of the law and what he think about the law. But on Monday afternoon at 2:00, we are going to go in deeper about Paul's view of the law, so we can get some further understanding, some biblical part of it, and everything. Again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me on this wonderful morning. Go on my website page, Revelation of Truth with Minister Christopher Alston, with Minister Chris, and you will find some more details about what's going on in our community. We are here live in Georgetown, South Carolina. We are doing sermons online. We will be glad to put your sermon on the air, advertise your business on the air. Just hit me up on Revelation of Truth with Minister Alston on Facebook. Also, I am on Twitter as well. But if you
look me up. I promise you, you will get a blessing. We have some quotes coming in almost every other day about the Bible. And we just want you to stay blessed in the Lord and keep your faith and keep everything moving, because everything is moving by the power of God. I don't care what you're going through. Everything is moving by the power of God. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on Monday at 2 p.m.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch, come on, my hand to thee, come on, no other help. Bishop, you can do it better than I can. Go ahead. Hey, hey, hey.